Hey, Susie, I have a problem. I need some advice.
What's wrong, James?
Well, I'm having trouble talking to people.
Really? But you are so talkative. Did something happen?
I upset my friend's older sister at her birthday party last weekend.
Uh-oh. What did you say to her?
I asked her age. Is that a bad thing?
Yes. Asking someone's age is impolite. She probably thinks you're rude.
Well, it was her birthday. I wanted to know her age.
Personal questions can upset some people.
Okay, I won't ask them anymore. I'll be more polite.
Find other questions. You can search online for some.
I'm going to another birthday party this Saturday. So that's a good idea. Thanks.
If people are talkative, they have no problem at parties. But people shouldn't talk too much. We all have to listen to others too. And we shouldn't be impolite. Don't ask personal questions. Don't talk about someone's age. You also shouldn't ask about money. A good conversation should be fun for everyone. When you talk to someone, ask questions to find common interests. You can search online for good questions. Have a few ready and start a good conversation.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter, and it's so good to see you today. Today's topic is how to say it.
That's right. We talked about this yesterday, too. Hi, friends. I'm Pauline. Today's title is Talking with New People.
Well, I like talking with new people. I like learning about them. But when there are big groups, that is a problem for me. I would rather just meet one or two people that are new at a quiet dinner rather than a big party.
Well, I love parties. I can meet new people. It's always a fun time. I don't get nervous. I get excited. It gives me energy.
Well, there are some important things that we can both learn, no matter what kind of person you are. We all have to listen to others.
That's true. One thing that people always like is if you can remember their name, it is a way to show that you care for them.
Oh, that's a great idea. Yes, it shows you are paying attention to them and you are listening. And that shows that you think they are special.
That can be hard at a large party. Try saying their names a few times when you first meet them and talk to them. Making a few sentences using their names will help you remember.
Also, look at them when they talk with you. It shows you care. If you look around while they are talking, that makes you feel like, or makes them feel that they are boring. That is impolite.
Well, we are going to learn a lot more about this today, but first, let's go ahead and look at our key words for today. Here's Christina to help.
Hello, James 很紧张地对 Susie 说，怎么办？我不太会讲话。Susie 说，怎么会呢？你很健谈的啊。You are so talkative. 形容词 talkative 就是健谈、爱讲话的。原来他参加朋友姐姐的生日派对时，讲话得罪了他姐姐。He upset her at her birthday party. 名词 party 就是派对、宴会。寿星觉得 James 讲话很没礼貌。He was impolite. 形容词不礼貌的就是 impolite. 原来 James 问了寿星的年纪。He asked her age. 名词 age 就是年纪、年龄。Susie 建议 James 可以上网去搜寻一下哪里有一些教人如何谈话的建议。 James can search online for some ideas. 动词 search 就是搜寻或者是找寻。
Hey, Susie, I have a problem. I need some advice.
What's wrong, James?
Well, I'm having trouble talking to people.
Really? But you are so talkative. Did something happen?
I upset my friend's older sister at her birthday party last weekend.
Uh-oh. What did you say to her?
I asked her age. Is that a bad thing?
You know, Susie is always a great person to ask questions to. She is very wise.
Wise. Yes, she knows a lot about things, but she can answer in a good way, in a thoughtful way. Well, James has a problem. He needs advice.
Advice. I ask my parents for advice. What should I do?They know me very well, so they can give me good advice. It is helpful.
I talk with my brother. He can tell me what he thinks. It is helpful advice when I have a problem.
So, what's wrong? This is a question asking, what's the matter or what's the problem?
Well, James is having trouble talking to people. I find that surprising. I think James is very nice.I enjoy talking with him, too.
Me, too. But before we talk more about James, let's first talk about this sentence. Christina can help if you are having trouble with it.
James 很头痛，他觉得自己很不会说话。他说 I'm having trouble talking to people. 名词 trouble 有困难的意思。所以句型 have trouble doing something 就表示做某事有困难。换句话说就是不太会做某件事。比如说我两手都拿着东西，所以 I had trouble opening the door, 我没有办法开门。或者如果有人晚上难以入睡，或者是睡不安稳，就可以说 I have trouble sleeping at night。所以 trouble 后面都是接动名词片语。
Thanks for that help, Christina.Yes, this is useful. I need help with this homework. I'm having trouble understanding the question.
Someone needs to fix the back door. I had trouble opening it.
Well, Susie is surprised that James is having trouble talking with others. James is so talkative. Pauline, are you talkative?
You know the answer to that, Peter. I am talkative. I enjoy talking to people.
Well, what's up with James? He is talkative. Did something happen?
Well, James was totally at this party, and his friend's older sister was like not happy because James said that her friend was totally not cool. But then that wasn't really the point. She was so old that...
Pauline, I know you are talkative, but I didn't understand half of what you just said.
Oh, sorry. James upset his friend's older sister at her party last weekend.
Oh, okay. At her birthday party?
Right.
Uh-oh. What happened? What did James say to her?
Well, he asked her age. Is that a bad thing?
With women especially, this is not a question you want to ask them.
That's right. I'm glad you knew that that was the right answer. That answer is no. It is not okay to ask a woman's age. Well...Don't ask me my age, and we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back to learn some more together. Don't go away.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Welcome back from the break, friends. We're all learning so much. So, Pauline, how old are you?
You didn't learn anything, Peter. We just learned that you're not supposed to ask women that question.
Okay, I just was testing you to see if you were paying attention too. Friends, we learned that James is having a little trouble today because he was impolite. He asked a question that he shouldn't have asked. Well, let's find out more. Here's conversation B.
Yes, asking someone's age is impolite. She probably thinks you're rude.
Well, it was her birthday. I wanted to know her age.
Personal questions can upset some people.
Okay, I won't ask them anymore. I'll be more polite.
Find other questions. You can search online for some.
I'm going to another birthday party this Saturday. So that's a good idea. Thanks.
All right, so we return to the conversation with James and Susie. James did something that you shouldn't do.
Oh, come on. It was her birthday. That's when we talk about someone's age.
Yes, I hear you, but everyone is different, probably more with women than men. Asking someone's age, an adult woman, is probably impolite. She will think it's rude.
Okay, well, impolite and rude. Impolite is the opposite of polite, and impolite also means not polite.
And rude is the same. But when I hear both words, I think that rude is even worse. Rude means impolite, but also it means you meant to hurt someone's feelings when you're rude.
Well, and of course, I don't think James meant to be rude or anything like that. Maybe it was a mistake.
Right, but I think this person doesn't like James' question. She probably thinks he is rude. Here's Christina for more on this. Oh, don't worry, Christina is never rude. She is very polite.
James 在朋友姐姐的生日派对上问寿星的年龄，结果对方很不高兴。Susie 也觉得这样子不好，她说她可能觉得你很没礼貌。She probably thinks you are rude. 请你看这个句子，后面的 you are rude， 它是名词子句，做动词 think 的受词。我们来看两个名词子句做受词的例子。I don't think they are coming. 我不认为他们会来。They are coming 是名词子句，做 think 的受词。再来看一句， I hope we have enough time.我希望我们有足够的时间。这些都是名词子句做受词的用法。
Thank you very much. That was a delightful lesson. We are grateful for your time. Hey, Pauline, I want to be polite. Was that okay?
That was very polite, Peter.
Well, great. I am learning, but I still don't understand. Why is it impolite for James to ask her age? Well, it was her birthday. James wanted to know her age.
I know, but personal questions can upset some people. Let's see, what are some other personal questions, Peter?
Oh, I think an easy one is, how much do you weigh?
Oh, yeah, don't ask that either. That's even worse than asking someone's age.
Here's another one. How much money do you make?
Oh, yeah. I think in some countries, this is a normal question. But for me, as an American, this sounds impolite, too. It's too personal. I don't want to tell you.
Well, there are many questions that might be too personal. You can find other questions, too. You can search online for some.
Hey, right. You can search online.
I just said that. You are being rude.
No, I'm not. You can search online. That's today's
calendar phrase.
You can't search online.
You can search online.
你可以上网查。
What do frogs eat?
You can search online.
How high can frogs jump?
You can search online.
Where do frogs live?
You can search online.
Hey, how do you know about computers?
I searched online.
Okay.
You can't search online.
You can search online.
你可以上网查。
So we all search online. When you need to find the answer on the internet, you search online.
Well, good thing for James. He can practice the things he learned today soon. He is going to another birthday party this Saturday.
Oh, no.
What? He will do great. He just needs to practice.
You are right. Okay. Well, we can practice too. Here is Rebecca for some help.
Hey, 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 friends. Wow. You all seem so excited today. Why? Wait, hold on. Hold on. I know. It's because you get to learn something new and use it. If you want to say that you are going somewhere at a particular time, you can use today's use it tip. For example, I'm going to a movie this afternoon. Or, I'm going to my grandmother's house this Sunday. You can do this. So friends, when are you going to go out and use it?
Thanks, Rebecca. Thanks for practicing with us. Now it's our turn to practice those key words. Say them with us, friends.
Here's the first key word. Talkative. Talkative. Sarah is very talkative. She's not shy.
Party. Party. We had a fun party on Saturday.
Impolite. Impolite. Talking too loudly is impolite.
Age. Age. Daniel's age is 43.
Search. Search. I searched for my keys all morning. Okay, friends, keep on practicing. Now let's see our conversations one more time.
Hey, Susie. I have a problem. I need some advice.
What's wrong, James?
Well, I'm having trouble talking to people.
Really? But you are so talkative. Did something happen?
I upset my friend's older sister at her birthday party last weekend.
Uh-oh. What did you say to her?
I asked her age. Is that a bad thing?
Yes. Asking someone's age is impolite. She probably thinks you're rude.
Well, it was her birthday. I wanted to know her age.
Personal questions can upset some people.
Okay, I won't ask them anymore. I'll be more polite.
Find other questions. You can search online for some.
I'm going to another birthday party this Saturday. So that's a good idea. Thanks.
James, how old are you?
Ginger, don't ask me about my age.
Why not?
It's a bad thing. It's impolite.
Oh, so how much money do you make?
It's rude to ask that question, too.
Is it a bad thing?
Yes, and don't ask people about their weight.
Is that rude, too?
Yes, you need to be more polite.
James, how do you know what questions are rude?
Well, you see, I made a mistake. I asked rude questions, so I got some advice and searched online, and now I know that polite and what's not polite, and since I don't want to be rude...
Oh, James! Sometimes you're too talkative.
Oh, is that a bad thing?
Yes!
Okay.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about personalities. And here to answer our question is my guest, Dr. Psychologist.
Hello, Rob.
Hello, Dr. Psy. Thanks for being on our show. Now, Dr. Psy, we have an interesting question today from Andrea Christensen of San Diego, California. Andrea writes, I am really shy. I want to have more friends, but I am afraid to talk to people. Can you give me some advice?
Great question, Andrea. I am so proud of you for writing in to ask for some help.
Yes, great job, Andrea.
First, Andrea, I want to encourage you about something. You are not alone. Studies show that about 40 to 45% of adults say that they are shy. So it is something that is quite common.
Yes, I used to be very shy. I still am sometimes.
Me too. So you need to understand, there is nothing wrong with being shy. But if you want to learn how to talk more to people, I can help you.
Great. What advice can you give Andrea?
The biggest advice I can give is to stop focusing on yourself and start focusing on other people.
Interesting. Can you explain more?
Oh, well, most people are shy because they are thinking about themselves. They worry that they might say the wrong thing or do the wrong thing. They worry about how they look and what other people are thinking about them.
But that doesn't help.
No, it doesn't. One big tip I can give to a shy person is to learn how to ask questions.
Learn how to ask questions?
Yes. Most people love to talk about themselves. So learn how to ask good questions about others. Then just listen as they speak.
Right. When you ask a question and listen to the other person's answer, you can speak less.
Yes. And when you let others talk about themselves, they will be happy.
That's great. Thanks for your help, Dr. Psy. I learned a lot. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
Well, friends, thanks for joining us today. We always enjoy learning with you. And now you have some good ideas about things you can ask and maybe shouldn't ask people who speak English. Try using it today. And then come back tomorrow to learn more with us right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.